raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders. Hey there, Patriots! Hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you're ready for fun with Melly. We got more winning. Are y'all tired of winning yet? I'm not. That, if you guys are not familiar with that, that is Joel chapter 2. That is us. That we are the great and mighty army that has appeared, that has never been seen before and will never be seen again. This is the great day that humanity has been waiting for, and that we are so blessed of the Lord to be a part of this great army. Amazing day we're living in. I hope you guys are ready for fun. Let's say, I want to show you right quick. This is the website, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. I love tons of goodies over there for you that you can check out. I have over 1,000 videos that we've been recording since 2018. And lots of great things that you can check out over there. Biblical astronomy, how this is biblical, President Trump's lineage, the lost tribes of Israel, lots of great things. And plus just all the Trump rallies and all the winning that we've got going on. We have a new one called the Golden Age. We're talking about all the winning in the Golden Age. So we're going to have, that one's going to be big. That's going to be a big category. So go ahead and hit the like button right now, if you don't, guys, don't mind. And let's go ahead and do that. And let's get started on first Rubio. What is Rubio doing? He went to Saudi Arabia today, and he met with the Russian counterpart Lavrov, along with Mr. Witkoff, is this terrific negotiator. And so it was really great that in Riyadh, the Saudi Arabians said they could meet there and, on their turf instead of going into Russia. So that was so great. And so this is what he said before the meeting. Check it out.
For 3.5 years while this conflict has raged, or 3 years while it's raged, no one else has been able to bring something together like what we saw today, because Donald Trump is the only leader in the world that can. So no one is being sidelined here. But President Trump is in a position that he campaigned on to initiate a process that could bring about an end to this conflict. And from that could emerge some very positive things for the United States, for Europe, for Ukraine, for the world. But first it begins by the end of this conflict. And so the only thing President Trump's trying to do is bring about peace. It's what he campaigned on. It's something the world should be thanking President Trump for doing. He's been able to achieve what for two and a half, three years no one else has been able to achieve, which is to begin this process, a serious process. Obviously, a lot of work remains before we have a result, but President Trump's the only one that can do it.
I thought, did y'all catch anything? I'm going to ask in the chat, did anybody catch anything very interesting? Actually, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and shout out to Songbird, see where she is. I don't know if, let me see if she's, if
where she's at so she can jump in and have fun with us. So hang on real quick. She's not in my phone. It's Songbird. All right, so I'll say, hey, where you at? Oh, there she is. Okay. I was texting you, Songbird. All right. Anyway, so did anyone catch that? What did he say at the very beginning? Did anybody catch it? Did y'all catch it? What did he say? What did he say? I thought that was really, really cool little symbol, and that we might, a lot of people might not catch, but he did. And I don't see it. Anyone say, if anyone heard it, he said for the past 3.5 years. You remember what the 3.5 years symbolism is, right? If you remember, biblically, 3.5 years is mentioned several times throughout Scripture. It's always a symbol of, in my opinion, it's a period of conflict, a period of struggle, a period of wrestling. So much of the biblical stories are talking about this wrestling. Remember Jacob wrestling with the angel of the Lord, which is our pre-incarnate Christ, and how we're wrestling to resolve these conflicts. And so 3.5 years is the same as 42 months, which is the same as 1260 days, which is the same as time, times, and half a time, which is also the period of the Jupiter loop that happens. So it's a really amazing, and of course, 42 weeks is a gestation period. So this is all biblical about what, the travailing, the wrestling to birth this peace, to birth this kingdom. I just thought that was really interesting. And of course, no one could do this but President Trump. He's the only one who can work to resolve this issue. You know, if someone else could, then they've had plenty of opportunity. And they did not do it. And so he talked just before I came on. President Trump was having a press conference and said, they were saying, oh, well, we're not being allowed at the table. Well, they've had plenty of opportunities to go to the table to resolve some of these things, and they never have. Now, it makes sense to me that they would say, we're going to have a private meeting with the Russians and a private meeting with the Ukrainians, and then we're going to bring them together when we have something worked out, rather than it just blowing up. So I thought that was super great. So this is, we're going to have peace and all over. Now NATO, they're saying, oh, we need to go in there. And of course, now they say, since they're going to have to do it on their own dime instead of on yours and my tax dollars. But they're saying, we need to, no, we don't want the war to be over. We want to go in and solve this, because they don't want Russia to take back some of their historical lands that have been theirs. And the people of those areas, like the Donbas, want to be Russian. They remember that I've shown you videos before where they're celebrating in the streets that they're set free from these Ukrainians who were doing all these horrible things to them. Not the regular people, but the powers that be. So this is what he said. After meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Saudi Arabia, Secretary of State Marco Rubio lists 3 steps to end the Ukraine war. The first step is to work at the diplomatic side with diplomatic facilities that are functioning normally. Okay, I'm going to play this video for you. But, we remember how Biden kicked out the Russian embassy, the ambassadors and all that. They were kicked out. And so, we need to get the embassies back going again, and all of this, resolved, so that we can have normal diplomatic relations that are functioning normally. How can you resolve any conflict if you won't even go and talk? Okay, the second is to engage with their side on parameters of what an end of this conflict would look like. This one will be difficult, which is the question of Ukraine and the end of that conflict, as far as who gets what land, etc. So President Trump just said that, it's a it'll be a ceasefire to begin with, and then a lasting peace, and it has to work toward this lasting peace. And they still haven't resolved the conflict of the issue why this whole thing started to begin with, and that's what President Trump is going to is part of this discussion, as well as helping the whole world to understand why Russia entered there to begin with. And it's very difficult because there's so many people are brainwashed. He can't come out and say some of the things that anybody with half a brain could see, that we already had an agreement long, long ago that there would not be a NATO country right on Russia's doorstep on this European side. It wouldn't happen. And this was agreed to. And then all of a sudden those agreements go out the window. Well, then that's what you get. We're them's fighting words. Okay, so this is what the whole problem with NATO is that they don't keep their bargain. And really, ultimately, NATO is going to have to go bye-bye because they have to have something totally different, because that's not working. When people don't keep their promises, they make an agreement, but they don't really keep their side. Number three is to identify the extraordinary opportunities that exist should this conflict come to an acceptable end. Of course, that's why President Trump is the deal maker in chief. He's the one who wrote the art of the deal. He's the one who knows how we say, look, if you do this, we'll have, you know, war and you won't have trade and all that. But if we end the conflict, then it's going to be great for everyone. And we're going to have, you know, be happily ever after. And we will have these trade agreements and we'll buy Ukraine's wheat and everything will be happy. Okay, so this is what he's saying. I'll let you listen to him.
Our teams, respectively, have worked very quickly to reestablish the functionality of our respective missions in Washington and in Moscow. For us to be able to continue to move down this road, we need to have diplomatic facilities that are operating and functioning normally. We're going to appoint a high-level team from our end to help negotiate and work through the end of the conflict in Ukraine in a way that's enduring and acceptable to all the parties engaged. The third point is to begin to work at a high level as well, to begin to discuss and think about and examine both the geopolitical and economic cooperation that could result from an end to the conflict in Ukraine.
There you go. This just so we can how we can move forward from here and everybody play nice. So that's what you know. Appreciate them going over there, and you know, we knew this would happen. You know, they under the Biden regime they would not have peace, but under the Trump regime you're going to have peace. And this is really what the golden age is about. And remember how the Bible says He maketh wars to cease to the ends of the earth. And we have never had that. Some people are like, oh, well, this has already happened before. Clearly, it has not. It's been war and then war and then rumors of war and, you know, from time immemorial. And this is where we're stopping that. The whole process of war going on forever. Now, Viktor Orban posted this. Now, this is about Soros. Soros is, you know, kind of, you know, not his health is not good, but his son has taken over his position, and he's no longer getting this USAID money from which he's been starting all these revolutions, color revolutions all over the world to, you know, put money in for this project or that project or moving them in this direction for transgender or moving them in that direction for whatever other thing that he wants, all their left-wing projects, and also putting in their puppet leaders. And so since they're not getting USAID money, guess where they want to go? They want to go to Brussels in the European Union and get money from them. And so this is what Viktor Orban says, warning, our fears have come true. The globalist liberal Soros NGO network is fleeing to Brussels after President Trump dealt a huge blow to their activities in the U.S. Now, 63 of them are asking Brussels for money under the guise of various human rights projects. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. We will not let them find a safe haven in Europe. Now, another one of the president of Romania, he says that he will not allow Soros in to his country. So same thing for, you know, for Salvini. He's like, nope, not going to have him. Viktor Orban and is not going to let him enter into his country either. So we will not let them find a safe haven in Europe. The USAID files expose the dark practices of the globalist network. We will not take the bait again. Thank you, Viktor Orban. He's basically the Trump of Hungary. Now, did you guys see this? Did you guys see this? This is, if you go on X, actually, let's go ahead and do this for fun. Let's just go ahead and see. I'll go ahead and create an X, open the X right now. If you don't have an X account, I really encourage you to try to find a way to do it. There's a lot happening over there, and I really would encourage you to go, if you can, and follow Melissa Redpill over there. and you might have to get a different number. That's what I had to do. To get a different number, so I can, because my phone number is linked to my old X account, and I never have been able to get it back. Wish I could, but I have not been able to. So what I would really encourage you to do is get it, you know, somehow find a way to get an X account. But look at all these Doge accounts. Doge underscore GSA. Let's just look that one up. At symbol Doge underscore. Okay, underscore GSA. Come on, Melissa. You can do it. So they've created all these. Here we go. There's the first one on the list. And there are more alphabet agencies that are on this list. But so this is not an exhaustive list on here. But these are all the Doge accounts for all these alphabet agencies that have been stealing our money. And so they're going to be posting on each one of them what money they found in each one of these in each of these alphabet agencies and what they've clawed back, whatever corruption, whatever, you know, skeletons they have found in the closet. They're going to post them right here for everybody to see. How about that? I love it. Isn't that awesome? 717-76, that's all the tax money from all the countries. Remember how Brussels is the head of the European Union? And so every one of the countries, when they join the European Union, their tax dollars went there, and Brussels basically lost their sovereignty, because, you know, Brussels gets to tell them what to do, what to think, what to, you know, how their money is spent and all that. And taxing them. So that's how, what the point is with Brussels, that they are, you know, under their thumb. And that's why, remember, England Brexited. They said, we don't want to be part of the European Union. We're out. And so they no longer have to be told what to do and no longer send their money. But the other European countries, I don't think, have done that. Really, the European Union needs to go bye-bye. You know, remember how they were using all the same coin and all that? And it really, what basically was happening is each country was bearing the brunt of someone else's debt. So if they were insolvent or, you know, not, you know, financially conservative with their budget, then they, you know, their next door neighbor was having to pick up the tab. That's, you know, one of the big problems. Of course, you know, you might say, well, they should never have voted to be part of the European Union to begin with. Well, who thinks that the election was legit, right? I bet it wasn't legit to begin with. All right. So anyway, but yeah, isn't this great? So you can go on any one of these and find out what's the skinny on what they've found on each one. This is the GSA. So you can look on each one of them. The State Department, SBA, DOI, HUD. I mean, all these are going to be right there. They hate it. The criminals hate it. They hate it. They hate it because all of this, it's just all the dirt is going to be open and laid bare for all eyes to see. How awesome. Yes, and so the housing market went down 36%. 36%. The home values. Of course, they've been super inflated because everybody's wanting to live there because it's just been such a boondoggle. But now everybody wants to get out. Well, the getting's good, but the getting's not good. It's not good if you're going to lose 36% of your value of your home. All right, so I want you to see that. Now, I remember the other day, I was like, who is this Norm Eisen? And he's the hatchet man for the deep state. He's the one who's trying to do all these lawsuits against Doge. And so, yeah, this is from the Revolver News. I'll pop this into the chat and somewhere put it into the comment section because you might want to read this article from Revolver about how we want to get rid of this Norm Eisen, who has basically, you know, been the one who's been keeping the deep state in charge and in power, and now trying to stop what Trump and Elon are doing. Norm Eisen. Do I have a picture of him? No. I put it on. He's the one. I shared it on the social media. If you guys, if you're not a part of the social media, go on to it right here, freedomforce.live, and go to the social media, all the social media right there, and you will see all where I post everything. Now, he's the one who looks like a Dracula. He's got the Dracula hair cut going on. So anyway, all right, so that, I want you to see that. And President Trump is just so much. And it's hard to keep up. Really, it is. The U.S. Special Forces conducted a precision airstrike against a member of Al-Qaeda in Syria this weekend. Did you guys hear about this? So this guy is gone. A terrorist leader was working with Al-Qaeda across the region. Congratulations to CENTCOM, Commander General Michael Kurilla, and the U.S. warfighters who dealt justice to another jihadi threatening America and our allies and partners. Yay. Done. Goodbye. So that's just so great to see, you know, the military is back. The military is taking out bad guys right and left. So yay. All their evil that they've been trying to do is just when they raise their ugly head, We just knock it out, knock them out. And because we are going to work, we're going to find peace in this world. There's going to be peace. Everybody's going to get along, and we're not going to have wars. He maketh wars to cease to the ends of the world. Now, along that same line, President Trump has said that the U.S. Special Forces will be targeting Mexican cartels, and the Mexican government just approved this for the U.S. Special Forces to go in and knock out the cartels. Can you believe that? The cartels have been running Mexico for all this time. So somehow or another, you know, even though the president doesn't even, you know, like what, you know, the whole debacle about, oh, the Gulf of America and all that, you know, they're like, that's not their Gulf. It's blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so, but the point is they are letting the special forces come in. Of course, what are they going to say? What are they going to do? But to target these Mexican drug cartels. Did you see this last week? Check it out.
Cartels are now going to be seen as foreign terror organizations. What do you think about ordering U.S. Special Forces into Mexico to take them out?
Could happen. Stranger things have happened.
I love it to pieces. Oh my goodness, he makes me smile every day. Stranger things have happened. It's so funny. Oh, that look, the look on his face. Isn't that awesome? I love it. Yes. Okay. So yeah, this is, okay. This was, oh, I thought I had the clip. Let's see. I don't have that. But bottom line, the and I shared it on social media that the Mexican government had said, yeah, that the Mexican drug cartel, the U.S. Special Forces could go in. Trust me, it's bye-bye to the cartel. They are no match. They think they're all cool and everything. They've been killing our people for years and years and years, coming across our border, you know, children from all over the world being trafficked. They've been selling this fentanyl, killing people all over our country. This is over. This is over. We're stopping it right in its tracks. So, yeah, get ready for that. Get ready for that. Finally, finally, finally. This is not just, you know, a four-year election. This is the end of, can you imagine, the end of the cartels. I have a lot of friends who have come here from Mexico who said it's just so dangerous. They couldn't live there because it was so dangerous. The cartels would kill you and take your children, and you had no recourse. It was just nothing you could do. It was just awful, awful. And that's why so many of them are here. And so, you know, this is where people will be able to go back home and not be in fear for their lives because the cartels will be gone. And the honest truth is, I'm sure a lot of them would really love to live in a place where they, you know, knew the language and could get a job there. So yeah, it's all, can you imagine? Just imagine the cartels gone. Get ready. Now, you know, we have so many bad guys and Homan is working so hard to get them cleaned out of our country. It's going to might take a minute to get these knocked out. I don't know. But either way, it's the beginning of the, you know, the end of their regime. It is. And so the peace coming to Mexico. All right. This is about the Social Security. Have you guys heard about this? They're paying people. Let me show you this one first. Then look at this list. Look at this list of the people who are being paid Social Security. People who are 100 years old, 110, 3,627,000 people who are between 110 years old and 119. That's outrageous. People from 120 to 129 years old, 3,472,000 of those. They have people who would have been alive since, he's got even some, that were before America even was a country. These, like 200 years old, 250 years old, crazy. 160 people who are 160 years old to 169 years old, there's 121,000 of those. It's outrageous. They've been laughing at us and all this time. If you remember watching that movie, what is his name? Anyway, who exposed the CIA, and he was showing how they use Facebook and all that, and they're all doing this behind the screen, laughing at us, and you know, you think you've got privacy from your phone, and they're actually watching you, right? It's disgusting. Snowden. the Snowden movie. If you haven't seen the Snowden movie, you need to go watch it because it'll really tick you off. And this is what they've been doing. They've been putting, I'm going to get some money from my Aunt Sally. I'll make sure she's on the dole too. She's a good aunt. I'll get her some money. And or my aunt, my husband, he wants a little extra money. Whatever. They just put all this money and they can plug it in as any amount of money. They use a dead person. They might use a, it's just all of this. They've used and abused the system and laughed at us, thinking that we would never, we'd either never catch on or never be able to work justice and get it exposed. But they should have read the Bible, because the Bible says that everything that was hidden will be revealed. It will come out. And it on this earth or in heaven. But what's happening right now is it's coming out on earth. That's what they can't stand. They can't stand it. Yeah. And they think it's they say it's incompetence. No, it's not. It's intentional. They're doing this. Yeah. If they try to spin it like that, H. Clay, it's not incompetence. It is on purpose that they have done this. And they've laughed. Well, that little laugh is over. We'll wipe that little smile right off their face. Let's see what Caroline says.
Reporters all day long here in the Washington, D.C. swamp who are trying to fearmonger the American people into believing that this administration is going after their hard-earned tax dollars and their hard-earned Social Security checks. So I want to set the record straight on your show tonight, Sean, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to do so. President Trump has directed Elon Musk and the Doge team to identify fraud at the Social Security Administration. They haven't dug into the books yet, but they suspect that there are tens of millions of deceased people who are receiving fraudulent Social Security payments. And so their goal in going into the Social Security Administration is to identify three things. Number one, to identify duplicate payments and to end them. Number two, to identify payments that are going to deceased people who are no longer living and should no longer be receiving that money. And number three, to protect the integrity of the system for hardworking Americans who have been paying into it their entire lives. So rest assured to all of the people watching your show tonight, if you paid into the system, honestly, you will continue to receive your Social Security checks. Do not buy into the lies from the legacy fake news media who are trying to fear you and scare you into believing otherwise. This is what we've seen them do about President Trump for years with every promise that he has made. And he's going in there to protect your hard-earned money. That is the ultimate goal.
Yeah, there you go. Hot diggity. I know, Coach Ryder. We've been losing so much. It's hard to even believe that we're winning. It's just so great. And they're so mad. It's either they're in on it or they're completely brainwashed into thinking, like she was saying, that President Trump is trying to take your tax money. He's not trying to take your tax money. He's not trying to take your Social Security check. All right, so I want you to see that awesome. Yes, and it's probably going to be so much money, it would make your head spin. Now, I just can't imagine April 15th coming and them saying, you need to pay your check, pay your taxes like a good citizen. I just can't imagine it. After all that we have seen, I just can't see them saying that we have to pay our income tax. And let me just tell you, every person who's received it, I'm talking to the bad guys. If you've received checks that you know don't belong to you, they're gonna claw it back. They're gonna take it right back. If it's from your grandpappy who died, and then you're still getting the checks, if you've got some kind of something in your system, I'm talking the bad guys. Okay, I'm talking the deep state. They're gonna get it back, and you're gonna I think that if you go ahead and give the money back, you might escape from justice. But if you try to pretend like, I don't know. I don't even know about where this money came from. Then you likely are going to be held to and pay a penalty, a big penalty, maybe even do some time. Okay. So deep state, wisen up. It talks about this in the Bible, that some people repented and made things right. And some of them did not. I just can't. Can y'all imagine? I just can't imagine him asking us to pay taxes after all that we've seen, the billions and billions and billions. I don't know. We'll see. All right. Okay. Are y'all sitting down? Candace Owens has been telling that she was doing all this research about Brigitte Macron. And that for us to buckle up, and I have not been able to spend time to listen to it, but this girl gave a little clip, and I thought I would play it for you guys. You can go on Candace Owens on her .com to listen to it for free. That's not behind a paywall. Because she says this pedophile stuff is way too important for to be behind a paywall. All right, so listen to this.
I know how to process this. I've been watching Candace Owens and she's been deep diving into this insane conspiracy about the French president and it's unreal. So here's the deal. Candace Owens believes, well, she knows that the French president is married to a trans woman and not just any trans woman, but his own father, his father. I know that it sounds insane, but this woman has been researching for over a year to prove this. And if you don't feel like watching all the videos, I'm going to break down the three major pieces of evidence that she has, but here's the backstory. Emmanuel Macron is the president of France, and his wife is Brigitte. She was allegedly a former school teacher. So here is evidence number one. So Candace dug up old records and found that there's actually no trace of this woman, no birth certificate, nothing. And even her school years didn't add up. Students say they never heard of her. Records are missing, and there's zero trace of a young Brigitte. Which brings me to piece of evidence number two, where things get even crazier. Candace found an old article from the 70s about Macron's father, talking about how he disappeared for a period of time, only to return looking different. And old family photos show Macron's father at the time after he reemerged after being gone to have strange resemblance of Brigitte, Macron's current wife. But at that time, he was presenting as a man. Basically, the theory is this. Macron's father legally and physically transitioned into Brigitte, and then later they fell in love with their own son and married him. And because they're so powerful, the entire story was just wiped clean until now. And Candace Owens is just getting savage. She's not holding back at all. Meanwhile, Macron's team is just scrambling to do damage control. Reports even claim that the French press has been warned not to even touch the story. Honestly, I don't even know what to do with this information. My brain is freaking melting. Because if this is true, if this is even half true, this would be one of the biggest political cover-ups in history.
What do y'all think about that? That was a twist that I was not prepared for. I was prepared for this to be a man. I was prepared for that. But I was not prepared for that. Yeah. But the thing is, Candace Owens brings the receipts. And she's not going to put herself out there to say something if it would do one of two things. If it would destroy her reputation, for being, right. Okay, they could try to destroy her reputation, but, for being right, and if it would potentially bring a legitimate lawsuit. You can bring a lawsuit, and you can cost her a lot of money and a lot of time and all this, but the bottom line, if you get to court and if the thing is real, and then all of this comes out in admissions in court and all this disclosure and all this in court, then it's, whatever. It would be even worse. Okay, so... Listen, the reason I'm bringing this up today, and I would just, first of all, just to say, yeah, they're sick. They're sick, and that's how they work. Thank you, Cinderella 11. That's exactly the thing. We have been fine, and we've already found out, and the reason you are here, the reason I'm in this battle is because we know that what they do, that they are sick, and what they do with children, and their own children, even, and it's disgusting, it's vile, it's satanic. And we realize that this is part of this Baal worship. And that think of just dark, evil, demonic, this is what they do. And so the thought was, how in the world would this come out for people to see this? Because, we've dug into it. We've unfortunately, been red-pilled on this and we've found out the truth about these things that they do. And it's awful. One of my very first videos, I just had a few people on my channel, and I did a video about Epstein Island and what they do there, and you know, I was explaining that this is Baal worship and explaining about Elijah and, you know, the story about Elijah. And I was explaining how Elijah cleaned out the Baal worshipers of his day. And so actually one of the military leaders was trying to explain to the soldiers what they were doing, how huge this was that they were doing. And he says, rather than me tell you the Bible story, go listen to this lady. And so next thing I know, I had like 30,000 people watching this video about, and like I said, I'd just been doing videos for a couple of weeks. That was actually on the book End Times, This is Biblical, that the story of Elijah is in there. If you don't know the story of Elijah, all these Bible stories are happening before our eyes. That's why I was like, when I first started, I was doing videos on just Bible stories. I'm like, all this is happening before our eyes. Now that we realize what they're doing, you know, the walls of Jericho are coming down, the Baal worshipers are being cleaned out, all this. Okay, so this is what we're talking about, just exactly like Cinderella 11 said. This is who we're talking about, is Baal worshipers. These people are, they do demonic things because they're filled with demons, okay? That's what's happening. So I wanted to remind you of all the places in the Bible it talks about idol worship. And this is what idol worship is. It's not bowing down to a little statue. That's not what it's about. The idol worship is where these people worship demons. Okay, that's what, when you read anything in the Old Testament where it talks, or even the New Testament, where it talks about idol worship, that I want you to remember, it's, think of Satan worship, okay? Don't think of idol. Think of Satan worship. Think of demon worship. Think of these people taking in demons to do what the demons do, which is vile and disgusting and just, it makes you recoil, okay? And yes, it's also about the satanic, you know, sacrifices and all that, but it's also about just this perverted, twisted thing, and they try to make this normalized, where this is normal for you to, for there to be, you know, homosexuality, transgender, and then for incest, all these things, they try to normalize all these things. Okay, this was exactly what the demons would want. So I'll just pick out one. I think, for example, Malachi. I think that would be a good one. Okay, here it says, let me see if I can pick one, another one. Zechariah, maybe. Here we go. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 2. I think I had this on a video just here a couple of weeks ago. On that day, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will erase idol worship throughout the land so that even the names of the idols will be forgotten. I will remove from the land both the false prophets and the spirit of impurity that came with them. This is what it's talking about. All this will be removed. Well, how is it removed? It has to be exposed. And then the people say, no, sir, no, ma'am, we're not putting up with this. And it is removed from the face of the earth. These people are going to be held to an account, and there's nothing that can stop it, because the snowball is going down the hill. And everybody in the whole wide world is finding out about this. And Candace Owens posted something today about, well, now that they're going to have to write more strongly worded letters like what she received to all the countries of the world and to all the media outlets saying, don't look at this. Don't look at, you know, look into this. All right. So I'll read this one more time, but just remember that this is what, when you see the word idol worship, and they never explain this in church. That's why you're here, because we're looking at what the Bible says, the real legit thing that the Bible says, not, you know, where they're trying to sugarcoat it and say, oh, these people, they're literally bowing down to a little statue, you know. No, that's not what it's about. It's about literally taking in demons, worshiping demons, where they take them in and they do what demons do to try to destroy humanity. Yes, to kill and to maim and destroy, but also to pull down society, to make demonic worship, demon worship normal, okay? On that day, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will erase idol worship throughout the land. He will erase it. Gone. Erased. Think of when you erase something with a pencil and it's gone off the paper, it's gone. So that even the names of the idols will be forgotten. We won't even have any recollection of any of this. It's gone. I will remove from the land both the false prophets and the spirit of impurity that came with them. All this vile, disgusting, it's going to be gone. And this Brigitte and all this, they thought it was funny. Just like the people, you know, the Doge is discovering, they thought it was so funny how they were running this game on us. They'll wipe that smile right off their faces. All right. So, this is the other thing I wanted you to see. This is the harlot in the book of Revelation, chapter 17. And we haven't gotten to that in our study yet. We've been doing the study. Don't forget to do your homework because it's, I think we're on chapter 15. Is that right? Here's our book. End Times, Major Clues. I'm sorry. End Times, 1,000 Years of Peace Study Guide. Y'all think I should do a study guide for the Major Clues for Minor Prophets? My sister was saying I should do a study guide for that. Anyway, I don't know when I'll do it. I do not know. All right, we just did the one where he ate the scroll. We did the two witnesses. That was 14. And now we're on the sign of the Son of Man. The beautiful sign of the Son of Man. That's chapter 15. If you haven't gotten your book yet, get this and do your homework, okay? And you can go and check out all the videos on the site. Go to freedomforce.live/endtimes, and it will show you the link to all the videos that we've done so far in our live stream study. But the one we're doing this Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time is the one about the sign of the Son of Man. It's time for that. It's time for that because that was the kickoff. That was the kickoff to the Great Awakening. All right, so here we will get to chapter 17 eventually, and this is where it's talking about the spirit of impurity that I was just reading to you from Zechariah chapter 12. Here's Revelation 17. One of the seven angels who had poured out the seven bowls came over and spoke to me, saying, "Come, and I will show you the judgment that is going to come on this great prostitute." Think of this, they've prostituted themselves with demons, okay? And that's why it's so important that I know this is a touchy subject, but you know, when it's talking about the Nephilim, the biggest issue is that they prostituted themselves with demons. They've literally taken in demons. They have demons that dwell within them. And you look at the person and they look like a person. They look like a regular person. They may be funny looking, but they look like a person. But they are filled with demons. That's why they can lie with impunity. And that's why they can do the most vile thing and act like it's no big deal. Just like Macron, okay? So this is this great prostitute who rules over many waters. This is who it's talking about. These people have been set up in these positions of authority. This is why we are, you know, like, why do we have, like, the white horse represents all these ones who are puppet leaders? And because they can be so easily controlled because they are part of this demonic system, okay? And so it's not just because they don't want to get in trouble. It's just they are part of this demonic system. Okay. And this judgment is coming on them. These ones who've ruled over humanity. The many waters is a picture of humanity. The kings of the world have committed adultery with her, and the people who belong to this world have been made drunk by the wine of her immorality. So it's just impossible for you and me to get our heads around. But think of this, that they are drunk on doing something more evil and more evil and more evil. And it's like, that's not evil enough. Now this becomes normalized. So now we've got to do something even more evil. Okay. It makes your skin crawl. Okay. But this is what they've done. They've committed this adultery, it's the picture of just this vile debauchery of gushing out hell onto earth. Think of this gulping, this gulching of filth onto the earth. So the angel took me in the spirit into the wilderness. There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that had seven heads and ten horns, and blasphemies against God were written all over it. They're like, what can we think of that will be more vile and more vile and more vile? And the demons are happy to tell them what's more vile to do. And the woman... I'm not going to go into the seven heads and the ten horns and all this, but... I do go into that in the book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. So this is the book right here, this one right here. I go into that. I think the best thing to do is to read the book or even listen to the audiobook right here, and then to do the homework and make sure that you really are soaking that in, like I always talk about. That's how I did it. That's the only way I was able to do it, was just really think and spend time thinking over it and not just listening to what I have to say, but really think and ask the Lord to teach you. All right, so I'll go into more about the seven heads and the ten horns in the book. Anyway, the woman wore purple and scarlet clothing and beautiful jewelry made of gold and precious gems and pearls. In other words, they have the wealth of the world at their fingertips, all of them. In her hand, she held a golden goblet full of obscenities and the impurities of her immorality. Okay, so this is a picture. If you remember Belshazzar, do you remember the story of Belshazzar? I think that's in the book, the 17 book I was, I don't think that's in there. That Belshazzar was praising the gods of gold and silver, and the Lord says, this very night the kingdom is ripped from you. This is what we're seeing in the very act of this debauchery, the very act of what they're doing, this evil, the kingdom is being ripped away from them. Praise the Lord. That was exactly what happened with Belshazzar. The woman wore all this gold. In her hand, that golden goblet full of obscenities and impurities of her immorality. A mysterious name was written on her forehead, Babylon the Great, the mother of all prostitutes and obscenities in the world. I remember this was veiled to me. I didn't understand it because I just don't think this evil. And, you know, I just thought that it was just these people were, you know, trying to be good leaders, and they looked so, you know, the pomp and the circumstance, and you know, we maybe have a difference of opinion, and it's a Democrat or Republican. I had no idea these people were so vile. And now we do, because the Lord has awakened us, and he has revealed this. He's unsealed all this information. So this is this mysterious name. Well, it's not mysterious anymore, really. We now know. As much as we want to know, I don't want to know anymore. It's not a mystery anymore. That mystery has been revealed. And the Bible talks about that the mystery would one day be revealed, and it's revealed now. We didn't understand how it all worked, but now we do. It's all run on this evil, satanic criminal network. I could see that she was drunk with the blood of God's holy people who were witness for Jesus. I stared at her in complete amazement. The same look that you probably had on your face when you watched that clip about Macron, Brigitte Macron. You just stare at them in complete amazement. Like, really? Yes, thanks, Songbird. Thank you, Lord, that we're awake. It's hard to swallow down these red pills, but it's like, at least I'm not an idiot. Thank you, Lord, that we're no longer duped by them. Thank you, Lord, that we're no longer sitting and watching the news and soaking it in like we used to. Thank you, Lord. Right? She's drunk with the blood of the people, the blood of all our tax money. They're drunk with it. Look at the billions. Look at the billions. They've just bilked away from us, just pummeling it for anywhere. Oh, we got to come up with think. That was the job they had, is think. How can we find another group, another place to send a name of something to send money to? It boggles the mind how they've spent all their time thinking about how to steal money from us. They're drunk with it. They're drunk with all this. This is exactly what it's talking about in Revelation 17. So, they're drunk with the death, the suffering they've caused us with the big pharma, the suffering they've caused with the wars, the suffering they've caused with all the violence in the streets and all the, the cartels. They're drunk with all this. And it's demonic. They just think they just get demonic glee. If you think of a demon laughing hysterically, this is what they do. That I stared at her in complete and utter amazement. This is what it's talking about. And this is the harlot, or the prostitute, the great prostitute. Yeah, but get ready to study that one. Yeah, so who's doing their homework? Don't forget to do your homework. Here it is Tuesday, but it'd be good to get ahead of it so that you can work ahead maybe some. But yeah, so this is, like I said, all these books are over here on Amazon. You can just search End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. You can actually get them on ebook for the regular books for $2.99. Or you want to get the paperback, either way. But the study guides are not on paper, on ebook. They're only on paper because you got to do your homework. All right. Now, y'all ready to see? Oh, this is the one. Did y'all see this one yesterday? This was my friend, my wonderful new friend, Doug. I'm so thankful to have met him. And he was on the team with RFK. And so, yeah, I just posted some things that RFK was doing already today. And he's, you know, all the different commissions and how they're going to get down to the bottom of all this that they've done. So here is, thank you so much, Songbird, for sharing the books. And also here's the video I did yesterday with Doug Godkin. And he's talking about truly, you know, what the ancients knew and our ancestors knew. They used silver goblets. Why are they like always talking about, they had silver trays and silver this and silver that, because it was so good for us. And so, but this is what he has is 100% pure. So definitely check into it. freedomforce.live/silver. Here's actually, this is the health page. I'll just put this one over there right quick, the health page right here, freedomforce.live/health. And I got to tell you something else that's cool that's going on. I better wait just a minute because I want to see complete healing for this person before I share it. But we're using all these things, not your typical going to the doctor and following their protocols. We're following the RFK protocols and what Doug is talking about. And I think we're seeing this is going to be completely healed in Jesus' name. It's very, very exciting. So all these things are you know, these things actually work. This is what RFK, everything you see on my health page is what RFK has been talking about and what he's going to promote to the people. You know, like on this one, the Keto Carry page, you can get 20% off on like first time customers to get your silver and this and that. So this is like for helping if you have gallstones, dementia. So use the FFB20 is the code. So to get 20% off, and FFB10 to get 10% off if you're a returning customer. Anyway, these are the very things that he's talking about. But he is explaining the silver. One of the things he did say on this video was he said, don't worry, it's not really going to help you to put a coin into your doggy's water bowl because of the impurities in the silver. Okay, when you get a silver coin, it's not 100% silver. And unless it's an old coin, I think most of them have to keep them in their right shape, they have them with some impurities. But this liquid is not only 100% pure, but it also is made in such a way so that it will, he talks about this in the video, how it will attach to the silver attaches to the water molecules, so it is sustained as it goes throughout your body. And so it just goes everywhere your body needs it. Really, really, we have so many brainiacs. I'm so excited to know all these people who are so smart. All right, so Kash Patel. Kash Patel is up for the vote on Thursday. Thursday. Here's where Mark Wayne Mullen said he updated us on the Senate procedure. I'm going to let you listen to what he has to say on that.
Just want to play nice with us, which I doubt they will. More than likely. Hey, I'm just outside of, it says Hall of State. What this is where almost all your major media outlets for D.C., with the exception of CNN, is. I just walked out of doing a Fox interview this morning. But I want to kind of give you an update what's on the agenda for this week. First of all, today we go in at 5:30 in the Senate, and we'll confirm Howard Lutnick. And then we'll proceed with the procedural motion to move to executive order. Which executive order is when we start doing really nominees. Legislative is when we start doing bills. We have to move from legislative to executive. That's what we'll do today. And then we'll put Kash Patel on the clock, which means we could vote on him really as early as tomorrow if the Democrats want to play nice with us, which I doubt they will. More than likely, we'll be voting on him on Thursday morning. And then we'll get a few other noms done to this.
Okay, so I think what he's meaning by that is more than likely Shifty Schiff and all of them will start to talk, you know, do a filibuster all throughout the night, but they will not be able to stop the vote. They'll be able to go to whatever cloture or whatever and force them to be, I know silver is amazing, Cinderella, anyway, but they'll be able to stop them from doing that so they can go ahead and get him voted in on Thursday. So get ready. These people who've been trying to stop Kash Patel are the same people who tried to stop the Epstein Island information from coming out. It's just going to be bad. It will be bad, bad, bad for them. Okay, you know, I should play that thing for you. But anyway, yeah, this Epstein Island, it's just buckle up. You know, think of what the exposure of the Macrons, with most Americans don't pay attention to any of that anyway. But, you know, this Epstein Island thing is going to be just an atomic blast. Don't you think? It's going to be amazing. It's amazing. I'm excited. So excited. All right. So, come on, get a load of what President Trump said. Okay, have y'all been following the whole thing about the Associated Press? Associated Press literally said that Doge had a Facebook account and that they were saying all these, you know, doing all this bad stuff about the people who were fired, that they, I can't remember what the deal was, some kind of cockamamie baloney. What about the how these people were let go on Facebook or something like that? Anyway, the point is, they don't have a Facebook account. Doge does not have a Facebook account. Why would he have a Facebook account? That's so dumb. So the Associated Press literally reported this. Okay, I just put it on the social media yesterday. You can go back and find it. Just search Associated Press. And so, or AP. Now, if you remember that the Associated Press is basically at the top of the pyramid, there, as I was saying Sunday, whenever I was saying it, that the cabal sends the message to the Associated Press and Reuters, and that's how it trickles down to all the other news agencies, the fake news agencies, okay? So now Associated Press is coming up with this baloney about the Doge Facebook page, and they called him out on it and said, you're ridiculous, and so Elon's calling them Associated Propaganda instead of Associated Press. And then get a load of this. Okay, so now President Trump has removed them from the press briefing room and from Air Force One. Now, they've been the ones who are like the big star of the show, and everybody's just bowed down to the Associated Press. Everybody knew that they're the ones that everyone listens to, and they don't even know. Basically, they didn't have to do their job because they would just go get the information from the Associated Press and just copy and paste. And now they're like, what? This guy's going to ask a question. Are you going to let the Associated Press back in? And I know he didn't say this, but I know he wanted to say, I think President Trump wanted to say, no, you're going to actually have to do your job. You can't just copy and paste anymore. So look at this. Oh, President Trump's having a good time with this.
But the Associated Press just refuses to go with what the law is and what is taking place. It's called the Gulf of America now. It's not called the Gulf of Mexico any longer. I have the right to do it, just like we have the right to do Mount McKinley, and nobody's even challenging that. But only the essentially, it's primarily the Associated Press, and I don't know what they're doing, but I just say that we're going to keep them out until such time as they agree that it's the Gulf of America. We're very proud of this country, and we want it to be the Gulf of America. But the Associated Press just refused.
Okay. All right. So that was awesome. I just love that. I love that. I'm so glad to see AP getting their comeuppance. It's past time. It's way past time for them to get their comeuppance. All right, so let me see if there's anything else. I think that was everything I had to tell you today. Very, very exciting to see all this and to see the, we are the news now. Associated Press is not. Associated Press is going bye-bye. All right, did anyone have anything else they wanted to share before we go? Or any questions or anything that you wanted to talk about? So I guess I'm going to go. I'll be on the live chat for just a little while. And so if there's anything else that you wanted to tell me about or ask, I'll be on there. Okay? I'm just very, very thankful for this day and all the winning. I'm just enjoying the winning. And he says it's just going to get better and better and better and better. All right, so let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you and we thank you that this is the great day that we've been waiting for. Really, we didn't even know what it was going to be like, but you told the prophets about this day and they gave us hints we just didn't understand. And thank you that we get to be a part of this. Thank you that you speak to our hearts so clearly, so loud and clear that we can't miss it. 5-5, loud and clear. We get it. And we're thankful that you have given us the strength to not only stay alive and stay healthy, but also to stay engaged and stay listening and keeping our oil lamps trimmed so we can listen carefully to you and follow your directions. Thank you for that. You've brought the Freedom Force Battalion together. I just pray, Lord, that you would guide us on how we can get the assignment you've given to us accomplished to help everyone understand that this is the end times for the criminal cabal, and that not to be afraid of all the fear mongering about end times, that we're escaping earth. We're not. We're going to enter into this golden age. Lord, help us to get this job done that you have assigned to us to do. We praise you. We thank you. We love you. We're just so glad to be a part of what is happening in this earth. Lord, we just pray for very, very soon that all these wars will completely cease, that the people will be completely safe in Gaza and in Ukraine, and that those who have done evil, who have stolen and who have lied and who have literally been filled with demons, that they will be brought to an open shame like we're seeing happen, and that they'll be removed from their positions of power so that they cannot hurt anyone. We can't wait for the day, Lord, we're asking you soon, that we'll not have to pay any more of these taxes. They're killing us out here. Lord, I thank you that you're going to give us this health that we need. Thank you, Lord, that you've revealed these things, so many of these things to us, and I'm sure more and more coming, that we just are so thankful that we are seeing true health return. And we thank you that you have promised that we will live as long as trees and have time to enjoy our hard-won gains. We praise you and thank you. Thank you that the idols will be erased, that even their own very names will be remembered no more. We thank you and praise you. I thank you for everyone on the battalion. I continue to lift them up to you and ask you to bless them. Send your spirit to them to encourage them, to provide for them, to keep them just close to you so that they hear very clearly what you would have them to do. And we just praise you and ask your blessings on us that we'll be able to complete this mission. And we pray this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. Love you guys. Love you. I'm so glad to be with you guys. I'm so glad we're here together. If you can, please don't forget to like, and don't forget to get to share. If you, you can share information about the website, freedomforce.live/endtimes, I would really appreciate it. People can come over there for free and get information about end times and learn all the truth about it. Really, really great, especially for those people that you know who are hiding under the bed. All right, guys, I love you, and I will talk to you later.